So it seems like every single time I think that Twitch has hit the heights of depravity and streamers are doing the worst things possible, that it somehow gets worse. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. Something I absolutely cannot leave alone because I cannot believe this is happening. And so if you haven't caught up on what the latest Twitch meta is among top streamers, it is to stream full-blown movies and full-blown episodes of TV shows to 10 to 30,000 people for financial gain. So here's a clip of somebody sleeping and watching Lord of the Rings, the full-blown movie, okay? I'm not even kidding. And here's another clip of Pokimane watching full episodes of MasterChef. So you may recall this has come up before. There is a famous broadcaster named Trainwreck, a person I know very well, who streamed MasterChef. He got DMCA'd, so he stopped doing it. And for a while, that was it. And by the way, a lot of streamers persecuted and went on Trainwreck pretty hard because they said, oh yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. And a lot of these same broadcasters that are doing that now were complaining about him before. So it seems like people have completely ignored that now. And there are multiple broadcasters at the top levels of Twitch. So Twitch has always had a problem with like streaming stuff and streaming full movies and stuff. There's always been accounts that do it, like some Russian account that gets created. It's a new account that ends up streaming until somebody, an admin, bans them. But this is different. This is top streamers. This is the top 50 streamers. A lot of the people that are doing Reacts content, including like the top 10, a lot of the top 10 broadcasters, just deliberately streaming full episodes of anime like Naruto, full episodes of MasterChef, full episodes of Reacts TV and movies like Lord of the Rings. This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've seen on Twitch as of yet. So if you have followed me for a while, you'll know that I've covered DMCA pretty much ad nauseum. This whole thing kind of started when Twitch started to have problems with DMCA via the RIAA, which is an infamous music group that frequently issues DMCA for people that violate music and play music. So for a while, DMCA has kind of gone in and out of the attention of people that follow stuff around Twitch because it has been a kind of scary problem, even to the point where I created a massive DMCA resource list where I talk about what to do and how to avoid music problems on Twitch. And I also make a lot of videos which shows technology, like new DMCA tech bans top streamers in 3 seconds. That's not a clickbait title. That really does happen. There is automatic technology that aggregates DMCA violations on Twitch and will flag it and then automatically submit copyright infringement strikes. If you want to learn more about that, you can watch that video. So, but what we're talking about here is even more insane. This is actually the streaming of full-blown movies and full-blown episodes for financial gain because these broadcasters are getting paid in subscriptions, they're getting paid in donations, and their webcam is right there. Like, there's absolutely no doubt that they're doing it. So I just can't fathom that broadcasters are doing this, and I want to talk about it, a little bit about it today and its implications. So Twitch recently changed the DMCA rules around their website. Previously, it was if you had 3 strikes, meaning you got copyright struck 3 times, you would get banned on Twitch. And that policy was recently changed. By recently, I think I mean like as of the time of this recording, probably about 8 months ago. And now reads, we will terminate an account holder's access to Twitch services if that user is determined by Twitch to be a repeat infringer of copyrighted works on the service. Under our policy, a user will be considered a repeat infringer if they accrue 3 copyright strikes. If a relevant court rules that an account holder is an infringer or repeat infringer, we will take that ruling as conclusive under our repeat infringer policy. So there are lots of different things here. When determining whether account holders are repeat infringers on this policy, we take into consideration complete notifications of claimed infringement, blah, 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 counter notifications, etc. So previously, if you had 3 violations of copyright, you were hard out on Twitch. But Twitch felt that they could change their policy so that, number one, copyright strikes aren't permanent. So you, I'm trying to find the section where I found that. Oh yeah, strikes are not permanent, but rather are associated with an account for enough time for Twitch to determine whether an account holder is engaging in repeated infringement. So that basically means that like Twitch can drop the infringement like a couple of days or a couple of minutes after they issue the strike. And it's different from how it was previously, where it now is 3 strikes, it was previously 3 strikes and you're out. Now it's basically Twitch, at their kind of sole discretion, will determine if they should ban your account or not. I'm going to talk about, though, why I think this is way more serious than just getting your account banned for these particular violations. So, fine. Okay, cool. So that kind of protects content creators, right? Because I actually liked when Twitch made this change, because let's say that there's an like a streamer who streams IRL stuff and they walk by a shop and the shop is playing music and they get a copyright strike. And let's say that's the third time that that happened. Should they get automatically banned from Twitch? Well, no. Like, that's kind of a terrible application of the law, right? And there was a lot of broadcasters who were on their second copyright strike who were in danger of that happening. Now, the reason why Twitch has to do stuff like this is because there is a sort of like section of the law called Safe Harbor. And what Safe Harbor means is as the website has to be shown to be making reasonable effort to remove copyright infringement material as much as it can. And it's always going to be a gray area what is considered reasonable effort or not. And it just takes that just gets solved in court. There's no answer besides the rights holders going and suing Twitch and saying, hey, you are not within Safe Harbor because you're not making a reasonable effort to put this stuff down. And that was a danger for a while with the music industry, because they could have sued Twitch directly, which could have led to the website being brought down, which has happened before. And major websites, there's been major lawsuits against businesses like Napster, where they could pull them out of Safe Harbor. So Twitch feels confident enough to change their policy here and think that they're still within Safe Harbor. And as of yet, as the time of this recording, have not been challenged in court for Safe Harbor. So what you might be listening to all this and say, okay, well, this sounds pretty good so far, right? If I'm a streamer, I don't necessarily get banned for three strikes now, and Twitch seems to be within Safe Harbor. So, well, if the website isn't responsible for the people that are broadcasting the copyrighted material, then who is responsible, right? Where does that, if the website's under Safe Harbor, what about the users? What about the streamers? What about the top streamers that are streaming this stuff right now? Well, the entire burden falls to them. And that's the thing, right? So we need to understand how absolutely crazy this is. We kind of need to understand how this works, right? So copyright infringement cases are almost always civil suits. That means that a copyright owner, so a person that owns the movie or a show, brings a violation on and by the way, sometimes not directly the owner, someone on behalf of them, brings a violation, and they can do one of two things. Number one, they can sue them. We'll be back to that later. And number two, they can do a copyright strike. So a copyright strike is usually what a business or copyright owner will do first. They will strike somebody and say, hey, that's our content. We assume that you are doing this in bad faith, like you need to remove that content. And then you can either submit a counterclaim, says, hey, no, actually that is content I have a right to stream. That's fine. I can do it. And then their only recourse after that is to take you to court. But what a lot of people don't understand about DMCA and copyright is that it is entirely possible for the company to sue the people directly. They do not need to submit a strike. They don't need to submit a copyright strike. They can sue you directly. And let's talk about how they would sue you directly. Normally, the reason why copyright strikes happen is because getting the information for someone who is, let's say, downloading illegal music or movies is extremely taxing and time-consuming and not worth it for the number of people that do it. So, for example, if you wanted to sue everyone who downloaded the latest Spider-Man movie, right? Well, you would need to go request that information from the ISP for them, and they would have to hand over the personal details of every subscriber who allegedly infringed on the IP address, and now that would require an attorney, it would require a lot of money, and basically people that are downloading Spider-Man probably don't have any money anyway because they're all going to the movie theater. So they're not going to the movie theater. So most copyright holders will just send a DMCA notice to your ISP, who will then turn forward that notice to you saying, hey, you got caught, don't do this again. And some ISPs will disconnect your service, right? So a lot of people think that copyright works that way, that they say, okay, well, maybe you were downloading, or a friend of yours, not you, of course, but a friend of yours was downloading the new Spider-Man, and they got a notice from their ISP that said, hey, don't do that. Like, that's not cool. And they felt like they got in trouble. And they might think that that's the end of DMCA, that that is where this this ends. But what they don't understand is that for people who are distributing copyrighted stuff, and particularly here people who are doing it for financial gain, not only face a lawsuit like this, but also face criminal penalties. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But the key note here is All the reasons above that I listed for like why somebody might not get sued, like, well, you got to get an attorney, you got to go find the person, you got to go request it from the ISP. None of that applies here. I know this person's doing this right now. I know how to find them. Literally, the guy that's streaming this is using his full real name. Okay, like it is not. His webcam's in the corner with him sleeping. It's not that difficult to find this person, right? And he's streaming it to 8,000 to 10,000 viewers, literally watching Lord of the Rings for free, which you would need to pay for through YouTube. Like, if I wanted to watch that on YouTube right now, and I went to like watch Lord of the Rings, right? It's gonna give me a paid option to do that, right? Like I can go here, I can click buy or rent or whatever, and it's gonna cost me $3.99 to rent it or $9.99 to buy it for that old movie, right? You can't do this for free. That's not legal, man. So these streamers are crazy, and let's figure out like just how gnarly this is. Let's read, okay? Registered copyright owners can file a lawsuit in federal district court. The court has the jurisdiction to grant injunctions against violators and to require violators to pay $2,500 per violation or up to $25,000 in statutory damages. The registered copyright owner can also recover any profits the offender has made off the infringed material. If you are a repeat violator, DMCA allows the copyright owner to recover three times the amount of damages. In fact, one photographer was awarded $1.6 million in damages. Criminal penalties. If you violate the DMCA for a first offense, you could face imprisonment up to 5 years in jail and or additional fines up to $500,000. Repeat offenders could face up to 10 years in prison and fines up to $1 million. Criminal cases are usually brought when the alleged offender willfully violated the law for financial gain. Let me repeat that. Criminal cases are usually brought when the alleged offender willfully violated the law for financial gain. It sure seems to me that that's what's happening with these broadcasters. They are willfully violating the law, and they are making money doing it. They are making money from their broadcast doing it, okay? Furthermore, here's another section directly from DMCA. $2,500 for per violation and up to $25,000 in statutory damages. What could be considered per violation? Per violation could be considered per viewer, right? Because that's one viewer watching one instance of the illegal content. That is, and like, this is one of these things. It's like an absolute slam dunk case, right? There is absolutely no doubt that they are doing this because, again, their webcam is on. They're streaming it live. There are 30,000 people watching it. You can record the broadcast and say, here's it going. And many of these streamers, like, just to find this clip, I just went and looked at their VODs. I just they didn't even delete their VODs, right? Some broadcasters are deleting their VODs, thinking that they're safe. They don't know or haven't watched my videos where I've shown that all VODs are stored by Twitch retroactively. You can go pull VODs, and in several of these previous videos, I pulled VODs of off of Twitch servers of banned streamers. It's all there, right? So, like, you deleting your VODs locally doesn't matter. You deleting your clips locally doesn't matter. If you do the violation, you are going to be in serious trouble. And it just blows my mind. Like, this DJ Wheat tweet, DJ Wheat Marcus was a director at Twitch, and Co Carnage, who's a really high tier and phenomenal broadcaster. He posts, noticing a lot of streamers are watching shows and reacting. No shade, more power to them. But I mean, is this okay to do? Are these like public domain shows? Do large companies just not care about folks doing this? A DJ Wheat response, absolutely not okay, just like it's never been okay to stream music. This is just DMCA-able as anything else, and hard to say why streamers have not been targeted. Just like music, though, it's probably just a matter of time. Not an official Twitch take, just my own. So someone says, so you're saying streamers can stream any movies and shows, but just risking a DMCA strike seems worth testing. Would it be worth testing to get a C&D from its studio and production company with a notice they are taking you to court? I wouldn't suggest swimming in shark-infested waters, but people could try if they wanted to. So Chaka Taco here is asking, well, okay, if all that's going to happen is I'm going to get a DMCA strike, well, why don't I just go for it, right? Well, because that's not all that's going to happen, right? It's extremely likely that people can take you directly to court for this, and they will, because they can make a ton of money off of you, right? And here's the thing, right? We're not talking about people who download Spider-Man for free and have no money, so like the attorney fees and all the stuff that it would take for someone like Warner Bros. To take them to court would not be worth it, right? They wouldn't recoup on that cost. We're talking about millionaire streamers. They absolutely will do this, right? And to me, there's really only two reasons why this hasn't happened yet. So like, why hasn't this happened yet, or a major streamer gone down for this? Well, number one, it's really early, right? So this just started happening. This meta has just started kind of becoming realized on Twitch, and I'm making a video about this. At the time of this recording, it's been going on for about a week or two. So it's pretty recent. Number two is Twitch is too niche, and they just don't know, right? we have to accept that as a possibility, although I think that's difficult because DMC requests for streaming episodic content have gone through Twitch before. Again, we saw that with Trainwrecks and MasterChef, and we can expect to see it more. So I do think these networks are aware of Twitch, right? And if they're not, I mean, all it takes is like a phone call or like an email. So like one person saying, hey, did you know that like if any of the haters of these guys just wanted to like really bring them down, take a couple emails to like some Warner Brothers people on LinkedIn and just like, hey, like this guy's streaming Lord of the Rings. Like you should pay attention to this to 10,000 viewers and legal at Warner Brothers. And stand to that, like that's it. Now they know, right? So what happens when they know? Well, that brings us to number three, which is they do know, but they're building a case. And to me, I think this is probably the most likely outcome. I think what's probably happening right now is that a lot of these people do know, but they want to, they've got a slam dunk, right? Like if you're an attorney and you're prosecuting for this, you absolutely have a slam dunk and you know it, right? So you're going to just sit there for as long as you can and collect data, save broadcasts, save clips, wait for every single infraction, tick them up. And then when you bring the actual lawsuit, you bring the whole list of stuff, right? This is similar to when we had a meeting with the music industry CEOs, and we talked about what was going on in the DMCA world, where we had a great meeting with Knott, the CEO of Pretzel Rocks, and he explained how a lot of times how people will do this in music is they will wait for a repeat infringer to violate 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 times, saving all the data from every one of those individual instances, and then they just fire it off in one big lawsuit. And so these top streamers are absolutely the most vulnerable for doing this, and they're the craziest people for doing this. I mean, I cannot believe that broadcasters are doing this, and they don't realize, like this is crazy. It's literally just so insane to stream full-blown music and think you can get, or sorry, full-blown movies and think you can get away with it. Like it's nuts. And I want to talk a little bit about what should happen, right? Because from here, I'm just going to kind of speak from the heart. I've been broadcasting on Twitch since 2012, and it's 2022 now, right? This state of the website is like so sad to me. And it's one of the reasons why I haven't broadcasted on the website for like 6 months. Like, I miss the legitimate gaming content that used to be on Twitch. Justin TV basically switched over to Twitch way, way long ago because everybody was streaming like illegal stuff and like soccer games and stuff on Justin TV. And like the website like didn't have an identity. It didn't have like a theme. And it feels like we're right back there with like the top broadcasters, the most popular broadcasters on the website are doing just lazy ass reacts content to full-blown movies and TV shows. I'm gonna be real. I'm just gonna speak from the heart. A lot of these people, I have a lot of respect for them as content creators. I do, and I've talked to them, and I feel bad for saying this because they might be watching this video and saying, "Holy shit, this is harsh." But dude, I kind of hope you all burn. I do. Like, it's lazy, man. Like this is bringing down the website as a whole. It is. Like over the long term, one of three things is going to happen. The multimillionaires that are playing Russian roulette with this are just waiting for a case to be brought against them, and one of you is going to go down in a super huge way, and you're going to lose everything. That's option. That's actually the best case scenario, right? Number two, the website itself is going to get knocked out of safe harbor because the people like Warner Brothers are going to build a strong enough case to immediately go to court and say, hey, Twitch is outside of safe harbor, and like we're going to sue the website for millions and millions of dollars. And then Amazon is going to have to do huge disaster control, which is either going to look like the website shutting down, or they're going to have to implement some kind of insane nanny system like YouTube has, where they're going to literally police all DMCA-able content. That's option number two. Okay. And then option number three is that there is lawsuits of such a magnitude that both of those things happen at once, and both broadcasters and people and and the website itself goes down. I cannot speak enough to broadcasters, stop doing this. Like this is so stupid. You're not only bringing down yourselves, you're bringing down the website as a whole. Advertisers will not want to come here and spend money on a website that's illegally streaming full movies. Their ads are being shown on top of Lord of the Rings, on top of MasterChef, on top of Storage Wars, and they're going to be like, what the hell? Like, why is this why is our brand being associated with this illegal stuff? They're going to pull out, which is going to lower all the CPMs across all streamers on the website. This is disastrous for this website, and like streamers should stop doing this right now. I know that I'm going to catch hell for this because like I'm in these circles. Like there's a lot of people that I think have talked to me and would consider me a friends or advisor or whatever. And for those people, I'm sorry, particularly for the people that I have like shouted out individually that are doing this in this video, but it is unacceptable and you will go down. I'm telling you, like it is going to happen. If there's anything that comes to this video, like I don't really care if like, you know, 10 to 15 top streamers hate me for this, but they stop doing this because it will be better for the website for a whole, like I'll make that sacrifice, man. I kind of hope that, I don't want like individual broadcasters to burn for this, but and particularly the ones like, man, at the same time though, like, I'm not going to lie, I really just think this is just terrible content. It's bringing the whole website down as a whole. I hate this React stuff. I hated it on YouTube when it was okay there, and I hate it here. I think that the heart and soul of Twitch is like people playing games together, people playing games at high levels, people playing games for fun, people playing multiplayer games. And I love some of the stuff that's going on Twitch. Like, for example, right now, there's a great meta around Project Zomboid, which is like people playing on RP multiplayer servers. It's like really fun and it's like really cool to see. Like that's the heart of Twitch for me. This like MasterChef React stuff where a person starts a webcam and then reacts to shows, this is just poor dog shit content. It sucks. And I hate to see it. It brings down the whole website. It makes me grateful I don't fucking stream there anymore. And I just don't want to see it. If it sounds like I have a bias and a comeuppance, I do. I've been streaming on this website for 10 years, man. And like, it's not like we're just appealing to the lowest common denominator viewer, right? Like the youngest, most like drama filled, like no life like viewer to be able to like enjoys this kind of stuff. And it sucks. Like it's bringing down the whole quality of the website as a whole. So that's like kind of my talk. by the way, like a lot of people are asking, like, is DMCA still an issue? And the answer is yes. Nothing has changed in music or movies or TV shows. I actually like originally thought when I started seeing this news that I was like, man, like, this must have suddenly gotten public domain. Like, is this Amazon Prime Video? Like something? Because I couldn't believe the streamers were doing this. I could like legitimately not believe the streamers like would willfully do this. It just blew my mind, right? Everything is still the same. It's still as difficult as it's ever been. And all the problems are still there. And my DMCA master list still applies. I think as of the time of this video, the sponsorship should be announced. This video is actually sponsored and we have a new sponsor coming in. And you might be like, whoa, Devin's never taken a sponsor. The reason I took a sponsor is because it's relevant to DMCA and it's completely free. And that's a website called StreamTunes, which has free DMCA safe music. They make it all themselves. And they have tons of different playlists you can listen to on Spotify. You can listen to on YouTube. All you have to do is go on Spotify and just type in StreamTunes, bam, free music. You cannot give these people money, even if you tried. I don't even think they have like a donate thing. Maybe they do, whatever. Nope, I don't even think so. So I was comfortable taking a sponsorship with StreamTunes because they're two genuine music artists trying to solve the DMCA problem. They're super awesome. And they have these playlists available. So you'll hear about them in future videos. So there are lots of options. You can join my Discord server, discord.gg/Devin, where you can go in and you can look at the DMCA free music resources channel, which has just pages and pages and pages. I think honestly, like the music problem has basically been solved. If any broadcaster wants some cool music for their channel, there is enough DMCA free music as a result of all the stuff that has happened around music that you could just find it, create big playlists, and you'd be good. StreamTunes obviously is a great resource for that. And you could go there, streamtunes.com, STREEM tunes, right? But there are others. There are plenty of other ones, and we aggregate them in the DMCA resources list. We also aggregate them in the Discord. So, I feel so bad for the direction that Twitch has gone. I think, unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of blood in the water before broadcasters stop doing this stuff. It's just going to take somebody to go down in a really big way for people to stop doing this, because I know like my video is not going to be enough. Like, they like ultimately like people only respond to like urgency. So my like biggest fear right now is that like these companies are basically building a caseload and they already know about this, which I wouldn't be surprised they do, and they're just like counting every single infraction until they could just bring it, because the statute of limitations on this stuff is like super long. And when that happens, we're going to get an article, and then people are going to go ahead and go back to referencing this video and showing how DMCA was like, wasn't just me just sitting in a corner yelling about DMCA. Like, it's a real thing. People that really go down for it. So, I don't know. It's just unfortunate. The website is in such a sad state, and there's still pockets of it that are so good. But every time I like look at this, like the top streamers like doing this stuff, I just get a little sad. So I made a video about it because, Jesus, how can these people be so stupid? Anyway, hope you enjoyed the video. Thank you very much for watching. You can support me by joining the Discord or going to Patreon or whatever, or just subscribing to this channel if you like this kind of stuff, because I'm sure I'll be making more of it. Thanks again. Check out StreamTunes, and I'll see you guys again next time. Bye.